This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law. A law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I wrote two articles today that are up at the front page of BobTuscan.com. That's right, I wrote two of them. One is The Ellen Show, Flu Shot Fun. It's not so fun. There's a video of Ellen DeGeneres' show around the web. I don't have a television, but I came across this. I stumbled upon it while I was doing research on the flu shot. And, geez, sure enough, on the television programming, there's a great little piece here by Ellen having a good old time shooting her producer up with thimerosal, a.k.a. mercury. And that video and article by yours truly is up at BobTuscan.com. We also have an article that I wrote about government spy cams in China that can't see through the smog. The Armageddon there is a problem for the governmental spy agencies, and you definitely got to check out that story. Big news there. We're writing articles daily, folks, exclusives from BobTuscan.com. We have a contributor, Jason Sebastian, who has written about his essential oil of the month, which we'll get into a little bit later on the show tonight. It's lavender. We'll tell you about some of the great properties involved with the lavender herb and the oil that's made from it, essential oil of the month. He'll be doing that as a regular contribution. We had all sorts of good stuff from health to politics, to geopolitics, you name it. It's all going to be happening at the Bob Tuscan website. I'm pretty much working full-time now on the site and show. Not pretty much. I am working full-time on the site and show when I'm not busy with my 18-month-old. He's just about 18 months. Just in a couple days, he'll be officially 18 months. And, man, it's been a trip, I got to tell you. It really has. If you support what we do, please go to the website, BobTuscan.com. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We have no sponsors, for that matter, for both the radio show and the website. We are looking for sponsors, so if you want to help by sponsoring the show, please feel free to email me or go to the website. The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com, rather, is the email, and BobTuscan.com is where you can find the donation button. That's BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a button that says Donate to the Tuscan Family, and it goes right to my family. It really does, and I try to work hard for my family and my human family and make a better place for not just my children, but my children's children and everyone else's as well. All right, we have the phone lines open, so before I get to my stack of stuff tonight, I'm going to clear through some of these calls that we have, and we will take calls throughout the duration of the show tonight, so if you want to jump on board, feel free to reach me at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll start with Mike in Kentucky. Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Well, I just didn't get through quick enough to talk with your guest there. I was going to, you know, mention what I'd read. I think, I don't know, it's probably been 7 or 8 months ago, or longer, there was an article about how they couldn't send in, I think it's in reactor 3 where the mixed oxide fuel is with, you know, the plutonium, because Japan is not allowed to keep weapons grade material by their constitution. So they reprocess the plutonium into mixed oxide fuel, and that's what was in reactor 3, and that's where the steam's coming from. So it's, you know, that includes oxides of plutonium and a mixed, and with all the other byproducts of the criticality that's going on there. What's the really bad stuff is the cesium-137, from what I've been reading. But they can't even go down there and look and see what's happening, because it's too radioactive for the electronics. Cameras and stuff can't be sent in. So the article that I read said, oddly enough, that they were seeing radiation on the level of what is seen in, quote, outer space. Now, I don't know what they mean by that. Where in outer space are they talking about seeing that level of radiation? I know the Van Allen belts, magnetic fields around the Earth, are lethal. But when I read that, I posted it up in some of my Facebook places where I haunt. But it immediately brought to my mind, gee, well, if that's the case, how did we ever leave Earth orbit? If it's that lethal that the electronics won't allow them to even investigate what's going on, so that can't even get a camera to go in there, or any robots or whatever that they try to would want to go in there with, obviously there's a real problem with flying a spaceship to the moon. I mean, what are we supposed to take away from such a statement? And this was in a, like, Japan Today, credible source. They haven't been able to completely cover up everything out of that's coming out, news out of Fukushima. But you guys were talking before the top of the hour there about that RADCON. Those sensors, at least in America, are some sort of a digital network. They report to, you can actually go and visit, I think, the individual sites and look for the hour-by-hour recordings or readings that come out of those. And I'd read reports, I don't know, a couple of years ago that they'd turned off some of the network of those along California, under the guise that they were having to be recalibrated, or they were having trouble with their accuracy or something. So I'm supposing that this is a second round of these that have come back online or something. It's been this has been going on since March of 2011, so there's been just a ridiculous amount of stories to read about it. And sometime in the spring of 2011, they turned off some of those sensors in California. A lot of people were upset about it. So I just wonder, like you said, how can you trust the readings that are coming out of Japan?
And obviously, yeah, I really wondered about that.
Yeah, they U.S. government evacuated everybody in a 50-mile radius or a 50-kilometer radius, whichever it was, beyond, I think, the 25 or 30-kilometer radius that the Japanese government called a no-go zone. That was reported in the credible mainstream media, if you want to say that. So the real thing that, and I was trying to listen to what you guys were talking about, the real scary scenario is things go bad enough to where they have to abandon the site. You know, in other words, it's so it becomes lethal enough to where they can't continue to mitigate what they are able to do. And then, of course, when that happens, you're talking a chain reaction of other sites along the coast, other reactors that have to be abandoned because they eventually become unworkable. And then you lose Tokyo, you lose, you know, most of the entire northern coast of Japan at that point. Obviously, that becomes a world economic problem. At some point, we have to start looking at terraforming Venus, don't we, to try to come up with a spare planet.
Or the moon, anyways. But hey, there's not enough radiation up there, is there?
Well, like I said, they reported that what they were seeing, I think, in Reactor 3 was on the scale of what's seen in outer space. So how do we even get to the moon if that's the case? Van Allen belt, supposedly. You can look it up. I mean, the record altitude for the space shuttle is only like 265 miles, and they did that intentionally fly through something called the South Atlantic Anomaly, where the Earth's magnetic field descends low enough to where they could actually close their eyes and see the radiation artifacts on their retinas.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Mike. As always, it's good to hear from you. We're going to take another quick break. We'll get back to more phone calls on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Blanketing the West Coast is a radioactive plume that, well, mimics the first plume we saw from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster following the tsunami in 2000. And was it 2011, 2012? Almost 2011, yeah. Anyways, we've been talking about that. We've been talking about a number of different things, and we're taking your phone calls as well. 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that down. It's 800-313-9443, and we'll go back to the phone lines and speak with who's next. Whoever's next. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Yeah, it's me, Adrian. You hear me?
Oh, cool. What's up, man? Yeah.
I was listening to your guests and all that, and I just got a real and of course we appreciate all you do, Bob Tuscan. You know, we appreciate you getting the word out. But the only thing I was my only question are do you think we're the powers that shouldn't be, as you call them, are they allowing this situation to happen on purpose? It seems like no one can do anything. Japan can't do anything. America can't do nothing. The world can do anything. It seems like a setup for me to try to use this to give someone else power, which is a big mistake. But thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to hear your comment.
Well, Adrian, I've often thought about that, and there have been a number of opportunities to at least curtail the amount of exposure that we have to the radiation there. They could have entombed it early on. There could have been a number of different things. And then, of course, there's quite a bit of talk about Stuxnet and its role in this all. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I can't tell you for sure that this was allowed to happen, created, and worse off, not fixed on purpose. I'm not sure that there's any clear evidence of that, but it's a real thought. Again, considering the fact that they had every opportunity to deal with this. So it seems that the powers that shouldn't be have accounted for this. And as mentioned in previous shows, there's a good percentage of them that we don't even know about that are probably in their underground bunkers right now as we speak. And as a result, they'll get to survive and come back maybe to a less inhabited planet. Wow. Where have I heard that ideal from? Perhaps it's out of the eugenics handbook? I don't know.
There you go.
But ultimately, isn't that what part of the agenda is, for lack of a better term? Population control.
This would sure do it. This would sure fit the bill there.
It sure would. So
thank you, though.
We shall see. Thank you for your call, Adrian. Always good to hear from you. Let's now go to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Yeah,
how are you,
our
man?
Prognosis doesn't sound very good tonight, does it?
It doesn't sound pretty good any night, really. I don't know.
It's too bad, but I don't know that the powers that shouldn't be would do something of this magnitude to try to deplete the population so that they can control them.
Ultimately, they have to reap the same repercussions, do they not?
That's right. So I doubt that. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the legalization of cannabis in the state of Florida? Do you think that vote could go through or what?
Well, for those that are not here in the state, recently they gathered enough petition signatures to bring forth medical marijuana to the Florida House and Senate. And there is a big backer behind that who helped with the Obama campaign and the Charlie Crist governor race, who's, from what I understand, he's a big lawyer, a big shot lawyer here, Alex. And he had a family member who was suffering from cancer, and he saw how cannabis helped that family member and really got behind it. It would be one of the more liberal medical marijuana laws in the country, so it would be there's already critics saying that it would leave it wide open, a lot like maybe California's medical marijuana laws. And I think that with the state of Florida being so heavily conservative, that it's going to be an uphill battle to actually go through. Yes, they had all the signatures. Yes, the general consensus amongst everyday people is that it ought to be at the very least allowed for medical purposes. And as you know, Alex, the whole war on drugs is a major failure and a poor effort to begin with. But I'm a little bit pessimistic. Now, would I love for them to show me wrong? Would I want all of my listeners in the state of Florida
to call and tell their senators and their congressmen. I think that that's how it's broken up as far as on a state level. It's the House representatives and their state senators as well, I believe. I know we have representatives, but call your local state representative and tell them to vote the right way on this.
Yeah, we have a lot of elderly people in this state, though it doesn't seem like it's going to pass. I agree with you as far as that's concerned.
It's just a conservative state in general, so it's easier said than done. Let's just say that.
Hey, Bob, have a great one, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate your call. Let's now talk to Kent in West Virginia.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
How are you, Kent?
Up until I think it was the 1st of January here in West Virginia, they used to have, and 6 in the morning, I would always try to wake me up, half an hour news program from NHK. Now, I don't know whether it just corresponded with it, just changed, took it off because it wasn't popular, or maybe because of the news of Fukushima. But they had just begun to sort of have like almost daily reports from Fukushima. But one thing is they would show aerial photographs of the site over there, and there are like hundreds and hundreds of these big tanks just full of water. I'm sure you've maybe seen photos of maybe in Texas or Oklahoma or something, or Louisiana, these tank farms for oil, you know, or gasoline or something. But there are just like hundreds and hundreds of these tanks full of water. And what it is they didn't weld them together. They're just bolted together, and they're all leaking, and it's just a catastrophe. And another thing they said, now, there's just been a report here in the last couple of days or so that the Yakuza are scouring the streets of Tokyo and all over Japan for like down on their luck homeless or down on their luck or low wage workers and paying them a little minimal amount of money and really putting their life at risk and skimming all the profits off of it, you know. But converse to that, they were sent, the NHK said just before they went off the air that the biggest for the actual removal of these rods and all this very high skilled work that has to be done to remove these rods is that one problem they foresee is that the people doing this work will reach their radiation limits very quickly. And in other words, they might work 2 or 3 days and they might get a whole year's worth of radiation. And literally, they will be unable to get people to be able to do this work because they'll, you know, obviously they're not going to try to kill these people. They'll have to be very careful with them. So they'll be 2 or 3 days or maybe a week. And, you know, their radiation limit for a year is up, and they literally won't be able to train people to do this high-skilled work, so they make
it's very scary. It really is. They need a conglomerate of people getting involved.
Justin Show.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
If you visit BobTuscan.com on the front page, you'll see an article I wrote today about the Ellen Show, a daily talk show on the propaganda Tavistock Institute device. They call it TV programming for a reason, folks. Anyways, Ellen DeGeneres decided to give one of her producers a flu shot live on television. He always wanted one, she says, and he gets one. And they were all fun and laughing about it, and it was, hooray, he gets a flu shot. And we remember when Pierce Morgan got his flu shot on national television by that phony Dr. Oz. Remember that? Well, a couple days later, he came back, and he was deathly sick with the flu. The flu shot, of course, contains thimerosal in it. What's thimerosal? Mercury. And if you take the flu shot, you're going to get the flu, just like Pierce Morgan did. I quote a study here that shows a significant positive association between the seasonal influenza vaccination and lab-confirmed H1N1 was observed. No surprise there, and anybody paying attention. Well, now there's new concerns about the nasal flu vaccine infecting unvaccinated family members. It seems you're shedding off the virus, and if you're vaccinated and around a person, excuse me, if you're not vaccinated, which you shouldn't be, and you're around somebody who is vaccinated, Let's try this again. If you are an unvaccinated family member around a vaccinated family member, you could be infected with the flu because of this new nasal flu vaccine. Listen to this report.
Hi, everybody. Today is January 2nd, 2014. One of my users sent me some information about the cover-up of this flu virus. Supposedly, it's H1N1. I generally don't share information, but I feel this is important. It says, hello from Sioux City, Iowa. Thought we would like to see the link from my neck of the woods and how our local media is covering up the most recent H1N1 outbreaks in the Dakotas. And she gives a link. The article doesn't state how many people have come down with the virus. It does mention that two people died. It only mentions one county in North Dakota and the fact that no one died, which I find it hard to believe. The last few years, my family has been hit by various types of influenza. I am typically against vaccines for flu specifically, but the pediatrician made this nasal mist sound like it was safer and that it covered more variations of the flu. Plus, he made me feel a little bit guilty for not getting my son flu vaccine. Doctors really do the guilt trip on you. I often wonder if they're getting a kickback from the pharmacies. Plus, he made me feel a little bit guilty for not getting my son flu vaccinated in prior visits, even though in prior visits an attending doctor in the same office advised against it for otherwise healthy children, stating that it actually increased spreading and virus mutations. I believe this to be true. Anyhow, my son was vaccinated with a live flu nasal mist 4 days before Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, his doctor failed to warn me about how a misvaccinated person can shed any, all, the vaccines covered viruses, causing them to spread to unvaccinated persons. And I did fully explain that my husband and I would not be getting any, just my 8-year-old son. Well, on Thanksgiving Day, my husband ended up with a 105.3-degree fever. I've never seen a fever like this. I'm surprised your husband is still alive. It just kept spiking rapidly from 101, 102, 103, 105, all within an hour. Now, I have a friend in Illinois whose husband did the same thing, and he started hallucinating. He wasn't sleeping. He didn't take a nap. About every half hour, he would make some kind of bizarre comment. These bizarre comments is what alerted my friend to the fact there was something going on, even though her husband said he felt fine. When it hit 105, he began sweating profusely, and I swear it started to break right in front of me. It was like I was watching his body physically defend itself. This went on for over a month. He even had a delusion one day during a short nap where he thought he saw a fiery pit with the devil himself in it. Crazy. Nobody else became sick in my house, unfortunately, since last February. My husband also gets bouts of MRSA attacks, so he now has low immunity. He's only 27 and is very physically fit. Thankfully, the flu he had did not spark a MRSA flare-up, and he is finally well again a month later. So many young adults in my area are getting this MRSA and also being hit hardest by the flu outbreaks. This link discusses facts and questions about the flu myths, and it gives a link to the CDC. Gotta love how they, the CDC, says serious illnesses have not been reported among unvaccinated persons who have been infected inadvertently with vaccine viruses. Maybe because unvaccinated persons who can't afford the vaccine to start with are also not going to be visiting a doctor. They probably do not have any way to report anything. I agree. My kids go for sure because they have state insurance, but my husband and I, well, we just sweat it out, literally. And anyways, I always seem to get sicker after seeing a doctor. I sure do hope this flu season moves through quickly. Well, it's not going to. It's going to last until probably spring. I have to call my friend in Illinois later to find out how her husband's doing. All right, bookmark my site. Thank you again so much for...
I love it when somebody says Illinois. Illinois. A lot of noise there. Anyways, good info. Nasal flu vaccine infecting unvaccinated family members with the flu. There's lots of evidence of that, folks. You should definitely look into these flu vaccines, whether they're the nasal flu vaccine or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They still have the same ingredients. Why would anybody think it matters? I don't know. Anyways, that article I wrote about the Ellen Show flu shot propaganda fund is up on the front page of BobTuscan.com. Another article I wrote today. Government spy cams in China can't see through the smog. Last month, the smog in China made international news when media state agencies ran whitewashed stories about the country's pollution problems. The state media said that the smog actually had many benefits and that it bolstered national defense. Now the government and the state media in China has switched up their stance, saying that the smog is a threat to national security. Recent changes of heart is due to the fact that the government's spy cameras in the streets are having difficulty snooping on local citizens. Kang Zilong, a senior project engineer with the Shenzhen Yichengken technology and an expert in video surveillance technology, said the security device that could function in heavy smog had yet to be invented. Quote, according to our experience, as the visibility drops below 3 meters, even the best camera cannot see beyond a dozen meters, he says. Of course, the government is intent on finding a way around this. Have no fear. There's a will, there's a way. Professor Yang Aiping, an expert in digital imaging with the School of Electronic Information Engineering of Tianjin University and leader of the civilian team, said, quote, most studies in our country are to do with fog. In China, most people think that fog and smog can be dealt by the same method. Our preliminary research shows that the smog particles are quite different from the small water droplets of fog in terms of optical properties. You think? Really? Anyways, that full article is on our website, BobTuscan.com. You'll have to go there to learn more about that story. We have open phone lines for the duration of the show tonight, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. That's 800-313-9443. Are you in the state of Colorado? If so, are you lining up to go and go to one of these pot shops? How many people in the state of California do you think continue to go to one of their illegal providers because they didn't want to wait in line? I'm sure there were many of them. I'm sure there were. I wouldn't want to wait in a line. Geez, if the private sector really took advantage of this new legalization, they better get their act together. Better make sure the lines aren't too tough, because that's going to scare people away. Or maybe not. Maybe people will line up for some things. I sure won't. Anyways, we'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe.
and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Josie the Outlaw. You know Josie the Outlaw? We're going to have to get her on the show. She does a great piece here called On Being an Outlaw that I wanted to share with you. Check this out.
No, being an outlaw does not necessarily mean being the bad guy. Whenever rights are being violated in the name of law and authority, then it's the duty of every decent moral person to oppose that. First with their words, and then with actions if necessary. Do I respect the law? Not really. By the law, you mean whatever the politicians tell us to do. I respect life and liberty, the right of every individual to be left alone as long as they're not hurting anyone. When the law goes against that, which it does all the time, then it doesn't deserve our respect or our obedience. Am I saying that sometimes it's good to break the law? Yeah, absolutely. When you look back through history, most major injustices have been carried out in the name of law. And most of human progress has been the result of those people who dared to stand up and resist those who claim the right to rule. The difference between a bad outlaw and a good outlaw is the difference between violent aggression and defensive force. Robbery, threats, assault, and murder are wrong because those things violate the rights of others, not because of a rule written on a piece of paper. And when those in power write laws saying that they're allowed to rob, threaten, assault, murder, that's not okay. And that's when you need good outlaws to make things right. Yes, I am anti-government, because government is always the enemy of freedom and justice. Political power is never about getting along or peacefully coexisting. It's about people trying to use the machine called the government to rob and control others. However good your intentions are, if you still imagine that a ruling class can be a good thing, if you still think that the world would be great if only the right person were in charge and calling the shots, you seriously need to rethink things. Am I being extreme? If you want to say that I'm extreme in my support of freedom and my opposition to authoritarian domination, I take that as a compliment. I'm all for cooperation and compromise on a lot of things, but never on principles. I'd have to be a coward to condone a certain level of injustice just so I don't get called extreme. Am I a tolerant person? I'm completely tolerant of all sorts of viewpoints, belief systems, and lifestyles, whether I personally approve of them or not. But when it comes to anyone committing aggression against another, no, I'm not tolerant of that at all. No one should be. And if you're still voting for people who promise to use the power of government to tax and control whoever you don't like, don't pretend to be tolerant. People need to understand, as long as you think that your ideas should be forced on others and others think their ideas should be forced on you, political con men will always use that to empower themselves, while pitting the rest of us against each other, based on race, religion, income level, lifestyles, nationality, basically any difference they can find. Until you stop falling for the politicians' divide and conquer tactics, until you're willing to allow everyone else to be truly free, whether you like them or approve of their choices or not, then don't expect to be free yourself. Now, I'm not looking for a fight. My goal is peaceful coexistence, but those who seek political power do not share that goal, and they have no intention of leaving us alone. They're all about telling you what you must do, what you can't do, how much money you have to give them, and then sending their thugs there for you if you disobey. That's what government does, and it's the opposite of getting along. Yes, what I advocate is far outside of the mainstream. If you want a fundamental change in the world, you have to start with a fundamental change inside your own head. People keep believing and doing the same things and wonder why nothing changes. They keep voting for people who promise to take care of them and decide what's best for them, while basically tossing them some scraps while taxing them to death. They keep wanting some political savior to come along with some authoritarian master plan that will save the day. Well, we've been trying that for millennia, with consistently horrible results. People have to grow up and stop looking for a leader to save the world. The individual, the family, the community, these are real. These are what matter. Those in power keep doing their song and dance, pretending that if they only had a little more power and passed a few more laws, then everything will be fixed. Why does anyone still believe that? As long as you're looking to some ruler to save the day, you will always be disappointed until the last shred of freedom is stripped from you. No, there's no reason to be proud of being a law-abiding taxpayer. Obedience isn't a virtue. why do you have a conscience and the ability to judge right from wrong if you're just supposed to ignore all that and do whatever some alleged authority tells you to? Morality matters. Legality does not. Those who are proud to pay taxes and obey politicians' commands are mostly good people, but just horribly misguided. The lies we're taught about authority keep tricking decent people into enriching and empowering liars and crooks. If you want to change the world, you have to start by recognizing the lies yourself. I'd run for office when hell freezes over. Politics will never solve anything, because politics and government are the problem. The left and right scream at each other, but neither is morally consistent, and neither is on the side of freedom or justice. The only discussion you'll ever hear in the mainstream media is bickering over whether Republican politicians should spend your money and run your life, or whether Democrat politicians should spend your money and run your life. How about this radical idea that you should be able to spend your own money and run your own life? When have you ever heard that idea on CNN or the evening news? Oh, I'm not on the left-right scale at all. Most people think that all there is arguing over what kind of centralized authoritarian control should rule the world. Then they think that picking what they consider to be the lesser of two evils is the only option they have. But political power, whether it's far left, far right, or anything in between, only leads to wealth and power for the elite, and oppression, poverty, and debt for everyone else. To think that any political party has any intention of changing that is beyond naive. People don't run for political office with the intention of leaving you alone. They do it to acquire power, power over you and everyone else, and they will always tell the rest of us that we're just stupid, violent animals, and that without them controlling us, we could never survive, which is a ridiculous lie. No, I'm not saying that everyone would be nice if not for government. Obviously, human beings are far from perfect, but giving some of those imperfect people the power to forcibly control everyone else does not improve things. If any idea is silly and utopian, it's the idea that if you give a bunch of politicians dominion over the rest of us, that they will use that power to protect and serve us. When has that ever happened? And why does anyone think it ever will? Some people seem to think that as long as they have their beer and their widescreen TV, everything must be okay. But there's a lot of serious injustice going on in this country and many others that all decent people should be angry about. And righteous anger isn't driven by hatred, but by the love of humanity and justice, and understanding what society could be and will be once people dare to question things and do what's right, instead of just doing and believing whatever those in power tell them to. For humanity to be what it should be, people need to question and reject the authoritarian indoctrination we were all fed. More people need to learn about things like the non-aggression principle, the concept of self-ownership, the idea of voluntarism, and a stateless society. Really, the truth I'm trying to get people to see here is pretty simple and obvious, but we've been deliberately taught not to see it. Now, it may make people uncomfortable to hear this, but really what the world needs is not law-abiding taxpayers, not people mindlessly obeying and paying tribute to a ruling class. What it needs is more outlaws, the good kind, people willing to think for themselves and be willing to stand against the powers that be.
Or the powers that shouldn't be. We'll be right back with hour number three in just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. It's Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial